This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. I'm always interested in successful people's daily routines. For me, that holds the key to their achievement. Unfortunately, it's also the key to unsuccessful people's pattern of failure. So let me ask you the question, what does your daily routine look like? And what does that say about you? Well, obviously, you can't tell me, so ask yourself that question and then be honest with your answer. Take a hard look at what you do day by day. Is it moving you toward your goals? How much time do you spend, say, watching TV or surfing the internet? And I'm not saying you should ban those kinds of activities, but at least be forthright with yourself and track your time as much as it's possible or reasonable to do. What you do daily, minute by minute, hour by hour, well, that's your routine, and that's who you are and where you're going. Truly, you may be surprised at how much time, for instance, you're spending in entertainment or shopping on the internet. So get a hold of your routine, and if you aren't satisfied, do something about it. Leadership expert John Maxwell said, "You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily." The secret, he says, of your success is found in your daily routine. Wow, that's a powerful statement. Here's something I think is important to your daily routine. You ready? If you're a Christian and this isn't a part of your daily method of operation, let me encourage you to do this. Read your Bible. Now, why do I say that? It's not just because I'm a preacher. It's because I believe reading your Bible is important to your daily routine because it says a lot about where you're going and where you are and who you are. Now, you have a perfect right to challenge me on that. So you ask, why is it important to make reading the Bible part of my daily routine? And I'm glad you ask. See, I believe knowing why you're doing something is really important. It will motivate you to do it. And if you are already doing it, knowing why you're doing something will reinforce and keep you in a good habit. So start with the end in mind. And the Westminster Shorter Catechism asks that very question, what is the chief end of man? Maybe you know the answer. It says man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. That's not a direct quote from Scripture, but the truth of the Bible is certainly behind it. The Bible tells us that we are created in order to bring glory to God. So what's your purpose? Well, according to the Westminster Catechism and the teachings of the Word of God, it's to bring glory to God. There's no higher calling. As John Piper has said, the great business of life is to glorify God by enjoying Him forever. So doesn't it make sense that studying the Word of God is an important and essential way of glorifying God and enjoying Him forever? And let's get more specific. I like something Brian Tracy, the leadership writer and speaker, has said. He said, the more reasons you have for achieving your goal, the more determined you will become. So, if our goal is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever, what are the reasons for studying the Bible to do that? It's interesting that the Bible actually answers that question. Why study the Bible? In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, be diligent to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who doesn't need to be ashamed, correctly teaching the word of truth. Well, you may not be a Bible teacher in an official capacity. Paul was writing those words to young Timothy in regard to his ministry and the ministry of the teacher in general. So what about it? Well, you have a responsibility to teach your children, if you have children, or grandchildren. And what about those closest to you, those in your circle of influence? You may have the opportunity to tell them something you've learned about the Bible or some truth that could help them. And 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 lays it out for us. It says, all Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man, the person of God, may be complete, equipped for every good work. And there's another reason why we should study the Bible. It's profitable for us. It's profitable, it says right there, for teaching. And that's not profitable in the sense of teaching to make money. Certainly not that, nor does it mean it's a nice subject for someone to teach, say, in a Bible college or seminary or the church, although it does include that. In this context, it's referring specifically, primarily, to the truth of the Scriptures, the doctrine of the Scriptures. And you learn the truth about God and His plan for you, the truth about your life and how to get along with others from the Scripture. That's how you grow as a Christian. In fact, Sinclair Ferguson said this, the Scottish preacher, "The conviction that Christian doctrine matters for Christian living is one of the most important growth points of the Christian life." The Bible is also profitable for reproof. And that's another reason to study the Word of God. Paul McCartney's song, you remember it, "Baby, I'm Amazed." It has those words about his lover, "You right me when I'm wrong." Well, that's one of the things God's Word does for us. It rights us when we're wrong. That's why it's important to come to it daily, because it doesn't take us long to get off track. And so if we are wise, we'll heed it. You may not listen to the criticism of every person, and rightfully so, but you listen to the words of the Scripture and heed what the Bible says. Scripture is also profitable, according to that passage, for correction from false living and false belief. And so the Bible helps us to avoid false teaching and a wrong way of living. In fact, it says in 1 Timothy 4:16, "Watch your life and doctrine closely." And finally, the scripture it says is profitable for what it says, training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Well, the purpose of doctrine, of studying the Bible, is not to tickle our intellects, but to instruct us in the ways of God so that we can grow up into the maturity and fullness of being obedient to Him. And that's why studying your Bible is an essential part of your daily routine. It's a daily discipline. As one man put it, no Bible, no breakfast. We should be that serious about it, but also be that joyful, because it's a fun thing, an enjoyable thing. In fact, remember the catechism said, enjoy God forever. And one of the ways we enjoy God is by getting in touch with His Word. So here's my challenge to you. Try reading the Bible every day for 1 week. Even if it's just a few verses, even if it's for only 3 to 5 or 10 minutes, try it. And then come back here next week and join me here. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.